Joining us this time around, our portion is brought to you by Bogner Family Funeral Home. Learn more about them online at BognerFamilyFuneralHome.com, or you can just keep listening because we've got David Bogner with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that. Let's talk your family. How long have they been in the funeral business?
Well, last year, we celebrated 50 years. My parents first started the first funeral home in North Ridgeville. My parents are Harold and Kathy Bogner, and they started in April of 1963, so we're in our 51st year.
How did you get involved?
Well, about 25 years ago, I was working under my father, and I got involved early in my life, about 16, 14 years old. I started working under my dad, and then eventually went to school and got licensed, and then I've been licensed since 1991.
It seems many of the funeral homes are family-based. Mm-hmm. How important is that, do you think?
You know, we really believe that's very important because being that it's a family business, we really don't have any corporate stockholders or anybody like that we've got to answer to. So we can be very flexible to the needs of the individual families, and we really kind of look at this as it's really a ministry. It's really a ministry first and a business second. So we really can kind of focus on what's really best for that individual family and how we can really help them out and not have to worry about anybody else.
And I would think, too, over time, you would build a lot of relationships, a lot of connections with families in this area.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's time and time again that families come in and we've served, several generations of their families. And we sure appreciate their support and thinking of us in their time of need.
But you mentioned how long it's been around, but funeral business different than your parents' funeral business?
That is true. My parents started the first funeral home. It was a different location. And in 1997 is when we built the new location.
But then again, also the ideas of what people want as far mm-hmm. as their end-of-life planning, mm-hmm. Sort of things like that. Mm-hmm. What do you see as the current trend, or what are people looking for?
Well, you know, I'm glad that you asked, because people think that funeral service is funeral service, and it's ever-changing. People's needs are always changing, and as time has gone on, when my parents first started the first business, cremation was hardly heard of. We did very little cremation. And then about 25 years ago when I got into it, it was a little less than 10%, but today it's approaching 50%. So we've always tried to stay very innovative, and so we try to give the very best possible service that we can. So we were the first full service traditional funeral home in the county to add a crematory right on site. So our families don't have to worry about where their loved one is going. We can have the cremation place take place right there at our facility, and their loved one never has to leave our care.
Any idea why it went in that direction over time?
You know, it's been gradual over time. It's not been, any big jumps or anything like that. It just, people are very mobile today. You know, it's years ago, people grew up in one community and didn't move very much. But today, our kids and our grandkids, they're all over the place. So I think that has something to do with it.
You look down Center Ridge and you see a cemetery with the headstones there, mm-hmm. from generations of people in there as well. And as you say, families go different places. And what about if people are planning something? How do they know, for example, that if they're looking to have a prepaid funeral sort mm-hmm. of thing, that mm-hmm. the funeral parlor will be there, or the things that in the future are going to be as they are today?
I'm glad you asked, because many people today are pre-planning their funeral, and many times they choose to prepay for their funeral. And if they do, but then they move, or God forbid the funeral home went out of business, or who knows, our funeral home could burn down tomorrow. You never know. And what good's a prepaid funeral at a funeral home that's not there anymore? Of course, we've been around for a long time. We plan to be around for a long, long time, but things can happen. So in the state of Ohio, 100% of the funds that are set aside for people's funerals must be placed in either a trust or a special type of life insurance. So this third party is regulated by the state and holds the funds. And then when the time would come, then we provide the services, and then we're compensated for the services from the insurance or from the trust. So, you know, the funeral home's not doesn't get paid until after they provide the services. So if the funeral home wasn't available to serve that family, they can take their contract elsewhere.
People driving by will notice a little bit of construction right across the street from where you're located here. What's going on with that?
Yes, my wife Mary Beth and I are building the Green Lawn Professional Building. We've owned that property for many years and have always planned to do something with it as an office building or something. And now we, with the widening of Center Ridge Road, there are several businesses that need to be relocated. So we've built that building, and many businesses are moving into that building as the relocation happens. So that's scheduled to be completed by February. And we have several tenants that are going to be moving in there. We do have some space available. We have two locations, two suites that are still available, and they range in size from about 300 square feet up to about 1,800 square feet. So if anybody out there is interested, feel free to give us a call.
Once they start, it seems to come together so quickly. It just amazes me how quickly it can be put together.
You're right. Well, we've been trying to we always try to focus on using local people, and had great success with local contractors, and they're really putting that building together very quickly.
Our guest today has been David Bogner from Bogner Family Funeral Home and Cremation Services. If people want to find out more about your services, get it, you know, they're thinking about, maybe I need to sort of plan something or at least have something so my family members know what my wishes are, which is a whole other issue, I guess, mm-hmm. too. What's a good place for them to start with?
Well, you know, of course, you can always give us a call. We'd be happy to answer any questions they have right over the phone. And our number is 440-327-2955. But, you know, I think a lot of people like to do a lot of research before they jump into anything. And a great place to start is our website, as you mentioned, BognerFamilyFuneralHome.com. And there's a great tool on our website that I'd like to share with everybody, and it's called Be Remembered. You know, we all want to be remembered, and this is a tool where people can go in and kind of share their life story, and then this is something that can be shared with their individual families when the time would come. And it's a great tool, and I really encourage everybody to visit that. And they also have a lot of really great information right on our website. So again, it's BognerFamilyFuneralHome.com.
Sounds great. You talk about being remembered. It's interesting. It used to be you have an obituary in the paper and someone would clip out that paper and you'd have it. Now with things online, it's almost out there forever for generations, or even other people who might have missed that particular ceremony kind of can read a little bit about that person and leave their condolences there too.
You're absolutely right. You know, and on our website there is what we call online memorials. It's basically a little individual website for that individual, the decedent. And so family members, friends can share stories, they can post pictures, they can post videos. And it's really unique that, you know, a lot of people are getting their information through the internet now. So, you know, if somebody doesn't know when services are or anything like that, they can simply Google their name and it comes right up.
Sounds great. David Bogner, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Bruce.